Yeah.
To his patients at the Methodist Hospital of Houston, Dr. Tui Dean is a miracle worker. Barbara Martinez came to him for help after surgery to fix a hernia left her with a painful and dangerous hole in her abdomen.
He could see the pain, you know, I could see the compassion in his face, and he said, I can help you.
She is also impressed with the doctor's modesty.
I try to tell him thank you, and he says, I'm just doing my job. But his heart is in it, not just a scalpel in his hand.
Dr. Dean says the challenge of plastic and reconstructive surgery often involves improvising solutions to life-threatening conditions.
Plastic surgery not only improves the quality of life of the patient, but sometimes can save the patient's life.
Dr. Dean often operates on patients who have been disfigured or medically compromised by accidents or even by other medical procedures.
An example of the kind of improvisation that's involved in reconstructive surgery is the surgery that Dr. Dean is doing today on a wound that was left exposed after surgery at another hospital.
In this case, the patient's spinal cord was left exposed when infected tissue was removed. Dr. Dean uses a tissue replacement technique he has used many times to cover life-threatening openings in patients' chests.
We have procedure to bring a muscle flap to cover the exposed heart and reconstruct the chest wall, for example, reconstruct the sternum, and that keeps the heart covered.
Tui Dean was born in Vietnam and came to the United States with his family in 1975. But since he left medical school, he has returned to his birth country many times with his siblings, who are also doctors, to help people there.
I just have a emotional attachment, and so my brother and I and my sister to go back to Vietnam, and we try to go back practically every year.
In one well-known case in Vietnam, Dr. Dean helped this 7-year-old boy, Tien Nan, who was mutilated by wild animals when he was a baby. Dr. Dean says restoring the boy's physical appearance helps him psychologically as well. In the near future, Dr. Dean says, advances in the use of stem cells and other techniques may allow him to do even more for such patients.
Hopefully in the near future, we can create something that is completely new from the lab and transfer and create. This is an exciting time to be a plastic surgeon, I think.
But for now, Dr. Dean continues to innovate with traditional techniques to help his grateful patients.
Thank you, Dr. Dean.
I'll see you in about 10 days.
Okay.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.